cyber insurance and cyber protection is becoming a lot more mainstream. Even a few years ago, it was a fringe element of risk management, a fringe element of the insurance industry. Now it's becoming more important. And we've talked about this for years, where at some point, the cyber risk profile might be the single most type of risk that any company has. It's going to be more common than fire, more common than liability, and more common than personal injury. Cyber is going to be the primary risk. It's not going to be an add-on, an endorsement, or surplus line. It's going to be the primary risk a company needs to have. First of all, because it'll be more common, right? Think about the types of scenarios that would happen that would cause liability in your company. Think about the scenario that would cause a fire in your company. It's pretty rare. Your company can be attacked 100 times a day on the cyber side from people all over the world that you never even see. So it'll be more common. Plus, the damage could be greater. If your building burned to the ground, we've talked about this before, that would be a very serious event, very serious, tragic happenstance. But your business isn't defined by the building. You could get another building. You could rent some space. You could get new desks, new computers. God forbid, hopefully nobody gets hurt. It burns at night. But if your business is cyber attacked, that's actually taking the core of your business, the intellectual property, your customer list, your accounts receivable, your ordering system. If people have to order online through the phones and you can't do that, you're out of business. A cyber attack will literally destroy the core of what your business is. The building is not really your business. So more people are getting into this. Influx of newcomers into cyber insurance. Is that good or bad? Well, in the long run, it'll be good because there'll be more of a market. But in the short run, you have to be careful now because these cyber insurance companies may not have the experience. They may not be as deep pockets. So you kind of have to play it by ear. For the time being, use, tried and true carriers that you know are going to be at least experienced with insurance. Some of the newer insurtechs may have some different angles on it that might, in the long run, be better. The good news is there's more options. Even 2 or 3 years ago, it was hard to get cyber insurance. It was a hard market. Now it's much easier and there's more options. If you have questions about cyber protection or insurance, click the link below. You can also arrange a consultation with a cybersecurity person if you want to talk about it in more detail.